Hi, I'm Paul Pardee, and I'm here with Jerry O'Brien, and we're covering the top 20 C-sharp questions that we've found by kind of trolling the internet and looking at what people were interested in asking. So we're looking at top 20 questions. We're on question 4, and this is actually kind of an easy one. When we were looking at the questions that we wanted to address, I asked Jerry for the easy ones because they're better for me to handle. So I got a kind of a really easy one. There is actually one gotcha in this question that I think would be valuable for your viewer. So we're going to talk through what that gotcha is, and then we'll look at the rest of the code. So what we're going to do here is look at how to get the application's path in a console app. So this is very, very common, right? You want to know where kind of you exist on a system. You want to get the application path and then use that somewhere else in your code. So we're going to show you how to do that really quickly for a console app. If you're doing it for a WinForms app, the code's a little different. If you're using it in an ASP.NET application, there's going to be differences. But the .NET framework provides some really good tools, so you generally can do it in one line of code. And we'll just show you an example for a console app. All right, so let's go to the demo really quickly. There's not a whole lot else to talk about in terms of just framing this out. But I'll just walk you through the code because I think that'll be an easier way to approach this. So what I've done here is we just have a method that we've created, and in the method is where we do all the work. So I'm just going to jump right to that method. We'll go right into the definition for this. And as you can see here, we have just two lines of code. One actually outputs to the console window, so it doesn't do a whole lot of work. And the first line in this method is where we do all the heavy lifting for getting this actually is where the gotcha is. The second line is where we actually get the directory name, the path. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is create a string variable, and we're going to fill it with the location of the executing assembly. This is where the console exe is actually located on the system. Now, the gotcha that I mentioned earlier here is that we have to use reflection in order to get that location. And the reason we're using reflection is because the location is set at runtime. So what reflection allows us to do is to kind of pull some properties of that executable, and location is one of those properties. So we're going to create a path by looking at the location of the exe, and we use reflection to get that. And we fill the path variable with that location. Then in the second line, we write out a single line to the console, and this is where we get the directory name. So we're going to use the systemio class in the path member of that class to get the directory name, and we're going to pass it the path variable that we grabbed in the first line. Okay, so I'll go ahead and run that and show you what it looks like, and hopefully it'll work. All right, so this is where we're located. We're on my D drive, and the folder is MVA 20 questions, and then there's another subfolder called MVA 20 questions. We're in the bin folder for that location, and we're running out of the debug subfolder. So all we've done here is grabbed, again, the path. Let me do it this way. We've grabbed the path by using reflection to the location of the exe, and then we pass that path variable into the get directory name method of the systemio path class. And that's all there is to it. So in summary, it's fairly simple to grab the directory name in the .NET framework. Again, this is for console apps. It works a little bit differently in WinForms apps and ASP.NET applications, but it's generally one line of code, and you can grab the location of where you're running and then pass that to that get directory name method.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to know how to use that reflection namespace, because there's a lot of good usage within there that allows you to go back and take a look at your executing assembly and the code within your .NET application, and to actually pull back some pretty useful pieces of information from
that. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, good point.